Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. You're going to be glad you hung out with us a little longer because we got our good friend Brad Huskin with us. Brad is one of the top salesmanship experts in the galaxy. I've checked on that since I talked to you about that the first of the hour. At one time it was the planet, but now I've checked on it, and according to Google, he is the top salesmanship expert in the galaxy. He's the author of Munchies for Salespeople. Also, I'm a Salesman, not a PhD, and he's one of our good friends, longtime member of our Brain Trust. Brad Huskin, welcome back to the show.
To be with you. Life is good, isn't it?
It is good. It's good.
I thought I was just the solar system. Now I'm the galaxy. I can't wait to get to the universe.
Oh yeah, I checked with Google, and see they actually don't index the universe yet. They haven't gotten out. They've gotten out to the galaxy. To the Milky Way galaxy. They've gotten that done, but they haven't indexed the universe.
They're working on that. That may be as big as I ever get then.
Well, probably in our lifetime, Brad. I think that's what we're looking for.
But look,
your mother, I mean, you know, your mother's got to be proud of that. I mean, who would have thunk it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, she was looking at my book the other night, and she said, just the picture's worth $25.
That's funny. Hey, Brad, one of the things that I've been talking about and trying to drive home as much as I can over the last several months is that a lot of people think that the big problem we got with our economy is real estate. You hear everybody talk about, you know, this economy is not going to turn around until we get real estate values back up, you know, blah, blah, blah. This is all because of the real estate bubble and the mortgage bubble, and et cetera, et cetera. Well, you know, I don't disagree with that. But I actually think that there's another piece of real estate that where we have a bigger problem, and that's the 5 inches between our ears.
I absolutely agree with you.
That piece of real estate right there is what prevents us. It causes us to get hysterical about things that we can't do anything about and that maybe aren't as bad as we're making them, and it prevents us from seeing, number one, the realities of things that we must do, and number two, valuing the things that we have that actually are still pretty good. What do you think?
Well, I think that you're right, that people need to keep a positive mental attitude on things and looking at the bright side. And, you know, the last thing you want to do is start talking to your customers about how bad things are and how life sucks and this, that, and the other thing. And, you know, I was telling somebody the other day, yeah, you're right, this company's going out of business, that company went out of business, and, you know, traffic's going to be down and all those things. But look on the bright side. The pie isn't getting any bigger, but your piece is.
Mm-hmm.
So you have an opportunity.
Say that again. Say that again, Brad. I like that.
I said the pie isn't getting any bigger, but your piece is getting bigger.
if you're still kicking, if you're still opening the doors of your business, it is, isn't it?
Exactly. I mean, just on the way in this morning, I stopped for a cup of coffee. I said to the guy, "How are you today?" And he said, "Oh, my life sucks. I have this done and this done."
Oh no.
I said, listen, at least you woke up on the right side of the lawn this morning.
That's right. at least gophers aren't bringing your mail, right?
Exactly. And life isn't that bad. And, you know, I've been hearing these stories that traffic may be down as much as 20, 25, 30%. And, you know, that's a good thing. Because
that's not bad, is it?
It's not a bad thing because the people that are coming in are going to be the serious buyers.
Right.
You know, and you just got to look at the way that the world has evolved, and we've gotten through worse problems than this, and we're going to get through this, and life is going to be good, and the strong are going to survive. And
well, you know, here's to me, the thing that we need to point out is what is really different about this challenging economy, this downturn. We are in a downturn. What is different about this one from any of the others that I've been involved in since 1969? I was involved in the very first one back in when I was in college. I was impacted by that one back in 1969. I actually got laid off from a job during that one. But what's different about this one from all the others? Really, there is one thing that is different. Number one, and the main difference is the credit situation. That's the one real piece of bad news. The credit crisis, the credit meltdown, the seizing up of credit, that is the one piece of bad news that's a reality, and it is different from anything else that I've experienced in my career.
Yeah, I would have to agree that the credit crisis is a crisis, but
everything else is a normal cycle that we've been going through. We did it in 69, in 74, in 81, 83, 91, 2000. You know, we've been through this. And
absolutely.
And so let's make sure, folks, that as we're dealing with issues, that we focus on the real problems, the things that are different, and make sure that when we come back, I want Brad to help me talk about the things that we have that are good, that are still good, and that are still leverages for our businesses. 20 till the hour. Stay with us.
I spent a lot of money and I spent...
Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and it's my pleasure to continue to introduce you to Brad Huskin, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author of I'm a Salesman, Not a PhD, and Munchies for Salespeople. Brad, give us your website, please.
www.iastraining.com.
Iastraining.com. They can find your books there. They can find your newsletter there. They can find out how you do business, all your stuff, right?
And the newest and latest and greatest, they can find a link to Jim Blasingame.
Ooh.
Ooh, right there on my
wow,
website.
Wow, I mean, that's... Boy, you've arrived now, haven't you?
Yes, indeed.
That's like the creme de la creme of website features, isn't it?
It really is. So they can sign up for your newsletter and my newsletter.
Hey,
all in one quick blow.
I like it. I like it. This is my kind of guy, ladies and gentlemen. Hey, Brad, one of the things that salespeople do is salespeople are, if they're any good, they're probably a little emotional, because they're the kind, you know, salespeople, good salespeople typically are capable of being enthusiastic and conveying enthusiasm and a sense of urgency and a little passion and you know, maybe, you know, quite a bit of energy, hopefully. That's a good thing in a salesperson, and most of the good salespeople I know are like that.
Yes, I would agree 100% that they're emotional and they are enthusiastic and they wear their hearts on their sleeves and all those kind of things. And
yeah, and it's what we love about salespeople.
I think it is.
Most of us do.
I mean,
I used to have the attitude that if somebody didn't tell me at least once a week that they admired my enthusiasm, I wasn't being enthusiastic enough.
Exactly.
But at the same time, that kind of a persona, that kind of a characteristic, causes us sometimes to take a hit when all the news isn't good. And so what do we do? How do we, as salespeople, how do we keep our dauber up? How do we keep our chin up and not get caught up in the negative hysteria?
Well, I think that's where we just have to focus on the positive and look at on the bright side of what's happening out in the world and how good things actually are, and the fact that, you know, we've gotten through this before, and how we get through it is through the consistent application of good, sound business principles.
Yep.
And that's many cases what we lose sight of, is that, you know, the goal of any small business has to be to create happy customers. And if you ever lose sight of the fact that that's the only reason that you exist, the only reason the owner exists, the manager exists, the advertising people exist, marketing people, you know, inventory control, all those people, is to produce happy customers. And it's real easy to get down on the fact and start, you know, having these pity parties about how bad things are. And we actually, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy that we make it worse than it is.
And so what about this? Let's do a little role play here. We call on a customer, and that customer is really, maybe that customer really does have a problem. Maybe they've really got something serious. We've gotten caught up in some of the problems that are going on out there, the real problems. And so you call on them, and they've got a right to be. They're justified in their attitude about how things are.
Oh, absolutely.
For them. But so my point is, I guess what I'm saying is instead of saying, I don't want to hear that, or that's going to cost me money or whatever, why don't you have the attitude is, look, I'm going to call on these people, and regardless of what they say, I'm going to ask them this question. You know what? I hear what you're saying, and I don't know what's going to take to turn it around. But in the meantime, what can I do to help you?
Absolutely. And we're all in this together, and I think that people are still going to spend money. They still need to buy things. They still need to survive in life, and, you know, people still want some of the luxuries and all those things. And, you know, somehow we'll figure out a way to make those things happen. And if, in fact, that customer today isn't qualified to buy your product or service, that's not to say that they won't be tomorrow, the next day, or 6 months from now, or a year from now. And selling yourself and selling the company is more important than selling your product or service today.
Now, so if you're in the retail business and people are coming to you, you can have the stipulation that if they come into business, they've got some reason to be there. They've got something on their mind.
Correct.
But there are also those people who don't wait on people to come see them. They go out to call on people.
Yes.
And those are the ones that are the toughest, because they've really got to hitch themselves up and go knock on that door and say, "Hi, I'm Jim. How do you like me so far?"
Exactly.
You know, and they got to do that. But I like what you said a minute ago about buying things. I've been saying it this way: somebody is buying something from somebody somewhere right now. It might as well be me.
Every second of every day. And that's where, you know, if you are dealing with somebody that absolutely is suffering right now and can't afford or can't make a decision, or they just, you know, all the things are going against them, then sell yourself and sell the company so that when things do turn around, that you're going to be the first one that they come to. Don't worry about it. Don't take it personally and move on to the next person.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the next one is the one that's going to buy from you if, in fact, you keep a positive mental attitude and you keep the ship going in the right direction.
100,000 books on selling have been written since Dale Carnegie wrote the first one. 100,000 at least, maybe 200,000. And you've written two of them.
Yes.
But there's one thing that has not changed about people, and it's what you just got through saying, you know, and that is that people are going to be buying, and people still want to be asked, people still want to connect with people, and the fundamentals, the basic fundamentals of selling, of asking people to buy and being positive about it, that hasn't changed, has it?
No, and I call it Back to the Future, and, you know, I don't want to toot my horn too much here, but if you look at 99% of all the books ever written on selling have the word closing in the title, where they put all the emphasis on closing the sale and 101 closing techniques, 1,000 closing techniques, and I just think you put the emphasis on developing the relationship so that when you come to the close, it's just a natural transition.
Yep. Stand by, Brad. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. We'll be right back with Brad Huskin. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. I hope you'll check it out. Use it to your advantage. Both of those websites are built for you. Brad Huskin is our guest, and we're talking about making sure that we all stay motivated. We all realize that somebody's buying something from somebody somewhere right now, and it might as well be us.
Might as well.
Yeah, the most important thing that drives me, Brad, is I don't have a choice but to be successful because I plan on being around.
Well,
I plan on surviving, and so if I'm going to do that, and back to some of the things that haven't changed in a century or two, salesmanship, selling is a numbers game, isn't it?
It really is.
And so if things slow down, that just means you got to kick it into another gear.
Yeah, and I heard the last few minutes of the last guy that you had on the show about, you know, taking more people to lunch and networking and don't cut back on your marketing. You got to knock on a few doors, and I agree with all those things wholeheartedly. And, you know, I just think that life is a matter of choices, and you can choose to be successful or you can choose to go to the pity party. I personally choose to be successful.
How do we motivate our people, though, Brad? How do we get our sales team, those of us who have a sales team, how do we motivate them to stay up?
Well, you can't motivate somebody to do something they don't want to do, number one. But secondly, you need to find out where to push their buttons. And looking at the bright side of things and looking at the positive of things, you know, like like I said at the front of the show, that, yeah, we aren't, the pie isn't getting bigger, but we're getting a bigger piece of it. And the people that are contacting us are going to be the ones that are serious about buying our products or service. So the ones that are accepting an appointment with us are going to be more serious about it than all the tire kickers and Lucky Loos. And we just have to refine our skills and do a much better job and get out there and develop relationships, knock on doors, sell for the future, and don't let the media influence your thought process to where you're buying into all this doom and gloom, because, by God, you know, the sun's going to come up tomorrow. I know that for a fact, and America's still going to be here, and we're still going to be buying and selling things, and it may be tougher to get, you know, a car, it may be tougher to get a home, but we've lived through that before, and it takes salespeople out there beating the bushes and selling people stuff to keep this economy going.
One of the things that that I think it might be good to have a conversation with your salespeople is to say, remember back when the economy was going great and we didn't have to work all that hard and we thought it was because we were so smart? And now we get to prove whether we're really all that smart. And now we have to actually earn all the business that we get. So why don't we prove to the world, why don't you and I, Brad, why don't you and I, Susan, or whoever, why don't you and I prove to the world that the success that we had in 05 and 06 wasn't a fluke? Why don't we do that? How about that, Brad?
Yeah, I don't think we got any smarter or any dumber over the last couple of years. And I was talking to a fellow the other day that advertised to the top 5% of the population, and his sales are down a bit. And I said, well, why don't you just advertise to the top 10%? Guess what? Your market share just doubled.
Yeah.
And your potential to grow your business is still there. So, again, it's the small business guy that's going to pull the country out of this, and that's where I just plead with your listeners and, you know, keep a tough upper lip and go out there and do the right things and be motivated and enthusiastic about what you're doing and the service you're providing, and everything will work out in the end.
The thing that I think happens to salespeople is we get into this situation, Brad, where we answer our prospect's question for them.
Yes.
We presume to know what they're going to say, and we presume that that's going to be a no. And you know what? That's above our pay grade. It's not our business. It's not our job. It's not our right to answer their question. They have a right to give us their own answer.
Well, I had a guy say to me the other day, you don't want to get something like this, do you? And I just thought, well, if that's your attitude about it, no, I don't. But yes, I do.
You should have said, well, I did before I met you.
Exactly. So don't make decisions for the customer. And remember that, you know, we all have things that are valuable to people, and we just need to get them to understand the value. And value is nothing more than a perception. And with the economy in a bit of a downturn today,
yep,
we have to work harder at increasing our customers' perception of value in dealing with us.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And I think we also have to be seen as partners. We can't just be seen as vendors. It's been a long time since we could be vendors and be successful. But now more than ever, we've got to be seen as partners, don't we?
Well, I think that whole vendor partnering thing, you know, exploded several years ago, and I think it's more important now than it ever has been.
Yeah.
And yeah, we're all in this together. So
IASTraining.com. That's Brad's website. Hey, Brad, thanks for being here.
Jim,
good job.
Been a pleasure. Take care.
We'll see you next time.
Have a great fourth quarter.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.